Okay, let's begin. Brachas Daf Yutes here in the Yerushalmi, and we are on the top of Yutes Amud Aleph, the second line. And we are talking about, the Mishnah has been speaking about the issues of Hefsik, and when is one allowed to be Mafsik during Kriya Shema, and for what? For B'Pei Hayira, B'Pei HaKavod, where the Machlokas between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yehuda, asking and answering, and the Kavana that's required. Yesterday we had about being Marech B'Dalis, is Marichan or Marech B'Echad. We saw from the Smak, that every letter of the word, you could focus on what something on the Aleph, something in the Ches, and something in the Dalet. And now we continue other halachas of Hefsik. Says the Gemara. Amar le, I'm sorry, Mesechus Brachas, Bavli. Reimana Amar Mishum Rabbi Yuda, Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Im Hefsik ba, kede likro, says Kula, lo yatsi de chovaso. If somebody is Mafsik, with enough time to read the whole thing, the entire thing, start to finish, lo yatsi de chovaso. Meaning if somebody's in the middle of Kriya Shema, and then they take a break with enough time to say the entire Kriya Shema, start to finish, then they are not yotzi. That's too much of a hefsik. Right? Interesting. We'll get to different areas of halacha where this comes up, but the way that it's determined is the unit that you're talking about. That Kriya Shema is defined, what is a important amount of time for Kriya Shema? As length as it takes you to say Kriya Shema. So that's the significant hefsik in the middle, and if I'm hefsik that amount, then I am not yotzei. It doesn't matter even if I don't talk. The Shulchan Aruch quotes this in Hilchas Kriya Shema, that Yesh Omrim, Im Haya Anus Vehifsik Kedei Ligmar Eskula, Chozer LaRosh. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Bein B'Shtika, Bein B'Dibur. Right, it doesn't matter if it's shtika or dibur, right? If you talk, that's obviously a hefsik. But even just stopping without talking, that already is considered a hefsik. Rabbi Ba, Rav Yirmiya, B'Shem Rav, Halacha, K'Rabbi Muna, Shamar, B'Shem Rav Yehuda, B'Shamar, B'Shem Rav Yossi, Aglili. We pass in that way. If somebody's mafsik, they look at as kulo, Yossi, Dechavaso. And that's the Ramah that I just read. The Ramah says that if somebody, the Shulchan Aruch doesn't seem to pass in this way, but the Ramah says, if he was anus, Vehifsik de ligmar is kula chozel rosh. Vahachi nog, and that's what you have to, that's what we do. What does it mean, anus? If he was anus? So says the Mishnah Berurah. Being anus makes it worse. If somebody was not anus, and they could have continued, and they chose not to, they are ra'ui to continue. That ironically is better. Debishlam im lo haya anus. Shim haya rotza haya yachol likros. Lo av yashtika vafilu adibur efsik. Avo ba'anus chashiva hashiya hefsik. Kivan shalohaya ya'az yachol likros. Right, if I couldn't do it, I didn't have the potential to do it, that makes it worse. I couldn't have said it, and therefore it is called a hefsik. Rabbi Yochanan b'shem, Rabbi Shimon ben Yehud Sadek. What about other areas of halacha? Af b'halel u'b'kriyas ha'megillah kein. The same thing by Hallel and Megillah. Hallel, we know, is one big, you have a bracha at the beginning, a bracha at the end. So also, if I take a break, if I'm mafsik in the middle of Hallel, let's say somebody has to deal with a child, right? Kriyas HaMegillah, also Kriyas HaMegillah. I remember I once had a case many years ago where there was two Hatzalah guys that had to run out and they came back. And so one issue is about hearing that Megillah out of order. That's for sure a problem. But what about just the break itself? So Kriyas HaMegillah, if it was you were mafsik, de ligmar skula, so then that would be a problem. So the Gemara says it by Kriya Shema and by Hallel and by Mikra Megillah. If you look in the Bavli actually has a suffix. Has a suffix regarding certain hefsek. In the beginning of the second parak, the Bavli has on Daf Yud Dalid Amid Aleph. The Bavli says, Tani de Rabbi Chiya, me Rabbi Chiya. Bahalel u'Megillah, mao sheyafsik. Are you allowed to be mafsik in Hallel and Megillah? Right here, the Yerushalmi says, well, Hallel and Megillah regarding hefsek de ligmar is kula. What about just mafsik less than that? To be mafsik in Hallel and Megillah. Amrinan kal v'chomer. Do we say a kal v'chomer, Kriya Shema daraisa posik, in Kriya Shema, which is midaraisa, you're allowed to stop. We just spoke about mipnei yira, mipnei kavod, posik, halal d'rabanan mi boy, halal is only d'rabanan. Big discussion, that's the Rambam Shita in Hilchas Chanukah. O dilma, persume nisa adif. Or do we say no? Persume nisa is adif, and therefore that is an overlying nature, and therefore that makes it more chamor. Even if it's Durabanan, Pursume Nisa. And the Gemara answers Posek Ve'im Bekaklom. So that's an important Ibaya. But we've spoken in the past, that Ibaya in the question seems to be difficult for the Shita of the Ramban. Because what is the Gemara, what's the Gemara asking there? Hala Megillah keep me mafsik. Kriyashma, which is Daraisa, you're allowed to be mafsik. Hala is Rabbanan. One second. Kriyashma, Daraisa, you can't be mafsik. What part of Kriyashma is Daraisa? So we've spoken about that. Let's say the Ramban Shita, only the first pasuk. So what's the Gemara saying? Kriyashma, which is Daraisa, you can be mafsik. You can't be mafsik in the first pasuk of Kriyashma. So what's the Gemara talking about? But what's that first sad? Kriyashma, Daraisa, mafsik. So that sounds like the other Shitas that, you know, the ones that you can be mafsik in the, between psukim of the rest. So, but if you say the Kriyashma midaraisa is only the first pasuk, how do you read that Gemara? Right? You can't be mafsik in the middle of the first pasuk. So this is one of the rayas that Achronim quote, that even if there is a minimal way of performing a mitzvah, and I choose to do it in a maximal way, that entire event, that entire performance, is part of the mitzvah daraisa. Even if I didn't have to do it. So even according to the Ramban, that it's only the first pasuk. Even according to the Rashi, it's only the first parsha. If I choose to expand the mitzvah, so then it's all part and nechshav the mitzvah of Kriyashma. And we find this elsewhere as well. If you look at the Rambam's Lashon, the Rambam, in the beginning of the sixth parak, parak shishi of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, says the Rambam, what could the Rambam have said? Let's look at it that way. It's a mitzvah zaseh to eat a kazayis of matzah on the night of Pesach. That's not what the Rambam says. Mitzvah zaseh min haTorah, lecho matzah b'locha misha asar. It's a mitzvah to eat matzah tonight. Shenemar b'arif tochul matzahs b'chol makom b'chol zban. V'chulu, and it's not totally on Karim Pesach. Aval, b'lelcha misha asar b'lvad chova, u'misha achal kazayis, yotzi dechovaso. Once you eat a kazayis, you're yotzei. So what does the Rambam sound like? You submit to eat matzah tonight, period. Eat as much as you can, or as you want, and that's part of the mitzvah d'oraisa. Once you eat a kazayis, you're yotzei. But Rav Sternbach is bedayik, that sounds like from the Rambam, that any matzah that you eat at the night of the Seder is part of the mitzvah d'oraisa of Be'erev Tochlu Matzos. This is how some achronim, the Levush, answers the Rosh Hashanah question. Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Tezayin asks, how do we blow so many times shofar? How do we, we're about to talk about shofar, Be'er Hashem, in the Gemara. But how do we blow so many times? Isn't it Bal Tosef? Isn't it Bal Tosef? How can you blow so many times shofar? So Tosfos answers, there's never Bal Tosef when you do a mitzvah more than once. Dein Shaya Bal Tosef Asiyas HaMitzvah Achas Beis Pa'amim. Like Birchas Kohanim or shaking a lulav. When you do a mitzvah, if you do a mitzvah another day, that's Bal Tosef. But if you do the same thing over and over again, there's no Bal Tosef. That's Tosfos. The Rashba says that if any time the Rabbanan told you to do something, that can't be Bal Tosef. Once they enacted that this is what should be done, there's no Bal Tosef. That's the Rashba in Rosh Hashanah on Daf Tez Zayin Amabez. That's his answer to the question. To lo amru hasan dikim mishum Bal Tosef ela b'mashu mosif midas atzmo. Aba masha amdu chachamim v'tiknu letzarech ein kan Bal Tosef. Defar amr Torah piyat Torah shal yerucha. The same rabbis, that the same Torah that says Bal Tosef says you have to listen to the rabbis. So if the rabbis say to do this, I can listen. Call Litzarek Gozrin Umosifin Varishus Biyadan. That is the Rashba. But says the Levush, what does it say in the Torah? Yom Trua Yelachem. Have a day of Trua. How much do you have to blow? So we figure out what the minimum is. But as much as you blow, it could be 100 kolos, that's all going to be part of the mitzvah daraisa. But that's all an important yesod about minimal and maximal way of doing mitzvos. But that's based on this same discussion. Again, the Yerushalmi here says it as a statement. That halal and kriyashma, the issue of hefsik de ligmaris kula, that applies. The Bavli and the Brachas, at the beginning of the second parak and the parallel Gemara, have the question about halal and Megillah relating to other hefsikin, not the time issue. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, Abba bar Rav Huna v'Rav Chizda v'Yasvin, they were sitting, Amrin apet kiyaskein. They thought even regarding shofar, if you took a break in the middle of shofar enough to blow the entire mitzvah, do the entire mitzvah, so then you're not yotzei. That would be a very short time. Because midaraisa, all you have to hear is 9 kolos. But we don't know what 3 of those kolos are. Right? That's the amazing, amazing statement at the end of Rosh Hashanah by Rabbi Avo, that we don't know what the Torah means. The Torah says you have to blow a trua. We have a misora that the trua sound has to be preceded and followed by a tkia. But what is trua? We know it's some type of crying sound. Is it what we call shvarim? Is it what we call trua? Is it what we call shvarim trua? So we do all of them just in case. 30 kolos, right, all together. But technically, why? Because it says the word trua 3 times in the Torah, putting together Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel. So it says it 3 times, and plus before and after the tzkiyas. So it would have been a short amount of time. There's not too much that we have to do. So Abba, Bar Rav Huna, and Rav Chisda thought that also by Tkiyas, if you take a stop in the middle, so then that would be a problem. Salkan Lebeis Rav, they went to the Beis Medrash, V'Shimon Rav Huna, B'Shem Rav, Afilu Shaman Atesha Shos Yotza. No, even if you hear it with hours in between, you're still Yotze. Still Yotze the Mitzvah, meaning it does not apply to Shofar. You got to think about why that is. Think about why that is. Why doesn't it apply to Shofar while it applies to other areas? Well, what did it apply to? It applied to Kriya Shema, it applies to Hallel, it applies to Megillah. Let's just add in two more, right? The Gemara says elsewhere, it applies to Shemoneh Esrei. Right, Shemoneh Esrei. If somebody has to take a break in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei, Kidei Ligmar is Kula, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Kuf Dalid, the Shulchan Aruch says, B'chol Makom Sheposek. Imshok de ligmar is kula, chozel arosh. Right? If you took a break, you have to be chozel arosh. If you took so long of a break in Shemoneh Esrei, v'im lav, chozel atchilas abracha shepasek ba. And if not, what does that mean? The Mishnah explains. If you had a lengthy break, but not that long, then you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. If you wait a few seconds, you have to go back to the beginning of the bracha. Right? Then you just go back to where you're up to. But if it is a little longer than a few seconds, so then you would just go back to the beginning of the bracha. But you see, it applies by Shemoneh Esrei too. Where else does it apply? Birchas Hamazon. It applies to benching. Right? By benching. The Shulchan Aruch says in Hilchas Birchas Hamazon, also that if somebody takes a break, Kedei Ligmar Eskula, Kuf Pei Gimel. Kuf Pei Gimel. Actually, the Mishnah Berurah quotes it, based on the Magen Avraham earlier. V'imhaya bein bracha lebracha, shiyu meruba, sheyachol ba'oso azan ligmar, kol berchas amazon, meirosh v'atzof, afil lo saklal, yesh omer shizorach laksa lerosh berchas amazon. Some say you have to go back to the beginning of berchas amazon. The Shar HaTzion here has an interesting suffix. The Mishnah Berurah here in the Shar HaTzion says, well, by benching, kedei ligmar is kula. Does that include the fourth bracha? Does that include the fourth bracha? So he's noted to say not. Noted to say not. Ukamolin in Kriyash Mavashar Dvarim Dibina Dafka Shid Miklasa Vatsofa. So here too. Lachora Aim Lashar Rakade Ligmar Hagimel Brachas Daraisa. Lachora, we were just talking about this, expanding their mitzvahs. But here, says the Mishnah Berurah, maybe it's different. Velo Damiel Berchas Kriyashma, Dibishok Kriyashma, Misharina Napohem. And it's not like Berchas Kriyashma, where we include even the brachas, which the Gemara will say soon. Because they were Misukan, as we spoke about yesterday, the last daf, it was Misukan as part of Kriyashma, one chalos. But the fourth bracha of benching, it was created at a different time, and we're even mafsik, just to make sure we know it's separate, with an amen. Boni brachma vishlaim amen. And therefore, adarabba, kavu shiyana ba'atzmo amen achar bircha shlishis. So that's a fascinating question, Vitzarachian. He ends up Vitzarachian, right? Would we say, kedei ligmar eskula? Again, you gotta do, figure out how long, that would be, but that is the, suffix of the Mishnah Berurah. So we have it by all of these, but we don't have it by shofar. So what's the difference? Why wouldn't we have it by shofar? Why by shofar would you be allowed? So it could be because all of the other mitzvahs that we've just been talking about have been mitzvahs of dibur. They've all been mitzvahs about dibur, talking. So it could be that, what's the mitzaref if you have such a big break in the middle when it's just words? So words can't connect to words if you have such a long time in between. If you have a maisa, a tkiya shofar, so maybe that's easier. That could stand on its own even though you have a big break in the middle. So it could be that's a way, even though shofar itself, the mitzvah is shmiya, not tkiya, but it's still a maisa that's involved. So that could be part of the reason why shofar would be different. Let's continue. Amar Reb Zeira, we've had a lot of Reb Zeira. That's Reb Zeira, right? Reb Zeira who went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael. So he's stayed with us in the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. Amar Reb Zeira, Da'ana Taman, while I was there, meaning Bavel, tzrichasli, then I had a tzorachian. I wasn't sure about this halacha of shofar. V'kat salkas lahacha, but once I came here, Shamas Reb Yosef, B'shem Reb Yochanan, Afilu Shaman, Kolei Yom Yatzah. I heard from B'shem Reb Yochanan that even if you heard them all day with a lot of breaks in the middle, one is Yotze. One is still Yotze. V'hu sheshaman ala seder, as long as you heard them in order. You have to hear them in order. You can't hear shofar out of order. As long as you heard them in order with the big break in the middle. Reb Yosef boi, havizeh, what about a related issue? Havizeh tzorach pshuta harishona. Vizeh tzorach pshuta achrona. Ruvain heard tkiya shvarim, and he's waiting for his tkiya, his next tkiya. And somebody else is waiting for the first tkiya of the sofer that he didn't hear yet. Says the Gemara, tkiya achas motziyeh de shtehem. Right? It's not a different chefsa shel kol. They're both tkiya, and a tkiya for one person, it could be the tkiya before, and one person, it could be the tkiya afterwards. You're not allowed, the poskim say, to split one tkiya in half. But if you have a very long tekiya, you can't say, okay, the first half of this is going to be for my tekiya shala achareha, the next one will be for a tekiya shala faneha, the next one. That doesn't work. That doesn't work, but that's regarding shofar. In shofar itself, even though we've just been mechalik between how shofar is a maisa mitzvah, at least a maisa involved, unlike all the others, that doesn't go against, but remember the hashkafa that we've spoken about, Rosh Hashanah time, often, that shofar is a form of tefillah. Right, there are many rayas that blowing shofar is a form of tefillah, right? It's the only mitzvah that we do in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. We're only allowed to do that. We don't do anything else in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Right? We're not allowed. There's even a question about holding a sitter. So we say, okay, that's a tzorach of the Shemoneh Esrei. Right? What is it we say in Musaf? Mavin umazin. L'kol tekiya seinu. Hashem is maven. He understands our shofar. What do you mean he understands our shofar? We're just blowing shofar. He doesn't understand a lulav or matzah. He understands shofar. Because shofar is also a form of tefillah. What type of tefillah? So it's a tefillah without words. Tefillah without words. Why do we have a tefillah without words? So just two thoughts of Rav Soloveitchik that he writes in two different places. Says one is that on Rosh Hashanah, we know we can never finish praising God. Right, we're going to have a lot of this in Maseches Brachos. Right, you can never finish. Remember the story, right, where somebody was once davening in Rabbi Chanina's shul, and he kela God like Yibra Vanora, and he adds on 14 different adjectives to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, "See, I'm tinu kula shivchei demarech." You finished? You can never finish. So that's why we say Aleinu l'shabeach at the end of davening. On our way out, we say Aleinu l'shabeach. That should be the first part of davening. No, on our way out, that's the matir to leave. We acknowledge that we can't finish. So maybe on Rosh Hashanah, we say words and then we shofar is like dot, dot, dot. We want to make sure that HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that we're not finished. After every bracha, after malchus, after the shofar, we blow shofar as if Hashem, dot, dot, dot. Right? Continued, etc., etc. One shot. The other idea is that we often daven for things and who knows if it's what we really need and what's good for us. We daven and daven and daven and who knows? Right, Rav Soloveitchik says, you don't even know how hard I davened that I wouldn't have to leave Germany. You don't know how hard I davened. Baruch Hashem didn't listen to my tefillos. Right, so that's why we say, v'kabel barachamim uveratzon es tefiloseinu. Not kabel tefiloseinu. Kabel barach, if it's good for me. So on Rosh Hashanah, we don't want to take any chances. So we daven with words, but then we say, we blow shofar and we say to Hashem, fill in the blank. Fill in the blank, you know it's good for me. So either it's dot, 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 or it's fill in the blank. But they're both forms of tefillah without words. That would put shofar closer to the others. Maybe that's why there's at least a havamina, right, connecting it to the other mitzvahs. Though the Gemara paskins otherwise. Let's continue. Rav Avin bar Chiya boi. Remember, boi, we had this back on the beginning of the Masechta. Boi sometimes means a statement. Sometimes means a question, sometimes means a statement. Kriyashma ubirchoseha. Find Kriyashma in Birchos. So what is it? What does it mean? Kadei Ligmar is Kula. Does it mean Kriyashma and his brachas? He velo Birchoseha. What about just Kriyashma and not his brachas? Birchoseha velo he. Right? What about just his brachas? Question. Unanswered questions. Is that time enough? There might be lumdus behind this question. Is there an independent significance to Birchos Kriyashma? Is there an independent significance to Kriyashma without its brachas once Chazal instituted brachas? Or is it only, as we spoke about in the last year, Kriyashma in Birchoseha? Again, not just, that might be behind this. Another question. Hifsik, Shalisha, V'chazav Hifsik, Shalisha. What if I had a number of breaks, which each one of them wasn't Kedei Ligmar is Kula, but all together, they're Kedei Ligmar is Kula? Does that ruin it? Also unanswered. But the third one, Bekorei Misha'arin, O bechal adam misha'arin. Well, my length of shema is longer or shorter than your shema. Who do you go by? Do you go by the fastest person's kriya shema, or the slowest person's kriya shema, or the average person's kriya shema? So that one is answered, right? The way that the Sefer Haredim says this: Yesh adam b'tivo. He's very Don Lakav's chus. He doesn't want to just say people zoom through Kriya Shema and they don't have kavana. He says people in their nature are able to read quickly, right? Yesh adam b'tivo kore b'merutze ma'od, v'yesh b'kvedus ma'od v'harov b'benonis. Right? Moses says benoni. But what do you go by? So Amar Rav Matanya mistavra b'kore. makes sense that you go by the person himself. Everybody has their own shear of Kriya Shema, of Hifsek Kedei Ligmar. It's cool. That's what we paskin. That's what the Shulchan Aruch paskins. The Rama paskins in the Rama that I read before. Rabbi Yavo Shaul, Rabbi Yochanan, begin to anok karishma while I'm saying Shema. V'ovar b'mevoos hametunafos, and I'm walking through dirty alleyways that have tsoa, that have disgusting, smelly things, and I can't say Kriya Shema, right? Because it's covered. It's covered at Torah and covered at Tefillah not to say Kriya Shema in those areas. Umafsik and I'm mafsik. Nofek and I did chovasi. Was I yotze? I had to take a big break while I was walking. So Amalei. So Rabbi Yochanan answers. Avuha bini. There's Musar in that line, right? A Talmud is like a child, right? Vishinantem levanecha, right? Elu talmidecha. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you have to teach your talmidim. You have to teach your children, right? Avuha bini. Imafsik at kedei likro says kula lo yasei zichovascha. Maybe he's also saying it because he's about to tell him that he wasn't yotzei. So he wanted to like say, beloved, my son, you're tremendous and you're wonderful, but you have to say Kriya Shema again. It's kind of like the psak that the rabbi gets about, you know, I didn't say yalva yavo, I didn't this, I didn't that. Then you know, you don't want to give that psak, but you got to repeat. You got to be a man and do it. But that's what he said. He said, "Avu abini, if you're mafsik too long, lo yatsa." Rabbi Elazar salig mevakra. Rabbi Shimon bar Abba. Rabbi Elazar went to visit Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, who was sick. Mevakra bikur, right? Bikur cholim. Omer lei. So when he got there, what was he worried about? He was asking about halacha. He went about halacha. Unbelievable. There's so much implicit mussar. Begin to anatashish. I'm so weak. V'yana karishma misnam name. I start saying kriyishma and I like doze off in the middle. I like try to get through the words. I doze off and I catch myself. He didn't like fall into a shenas keva. That would for sure be a hefsek. But he's like dozing and he catches himself. Nafik anayde chavasi? Was I yotze? If I had these little breaks in the middle, was I yotze? Amar lei. Reb Elazar answers him in. You a yotze. Reb Yirmiya boy kumi Reb Zeira. So Reb Yirmiya asks Reb Zeira, What? We all heard that story of Rabbi Elazar. He told him, yeah, he was Yotzei. Was that true? Or was that just making him feel good? Right? Begin to Rabbi Elazar Yada. Was that because Rabbi Elazar knew? To Rabbi Shimon bar Abba, midaktik b'mitzvasa sagin. He is a very midaktik person in mitzvahs. Ho relay. So he told him the MS. And, you have to add in, and Rabbi Elazar argues on what we've said up until now. That you're allowed to be mafsik. Meaning he told him the Ikar Adin and he argues on what was said before in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Or really, he agrees to Rabbi Yochanan and the only reason he said it was okay? Oh, begin to Tashish Harilei. Because he was weak. And he didn't want him to be so upset and he was a makel on him. So, but really, that's not the halacha. So the Gemara answers, Amar Lei Beferish Plegin. Yeah, there's a machlot. They argue. They argue Ladina. The Pnei Moshe says Ladina. Rabbi Elazar Amar Yatzar. Rabbi Elazar says, you're Yotzei even with a big break. And that's what he told him, you're Yotzei. Because according to me, Rabbi Elazar says, you're Yotzei. Rabbi Yochanan amar lo yatsa. Right? Rabbi Yochanan holds, you're not Yotzei, but he went in and told him his pshat. Fine. Ma pligin. But this whole machlok is about whether a break ruins it. Bikriyishma. Mibneshu asuya prakim prakim. Because it is made up of separate paragraphs. That's where there would be a machlokas. Aval, Bahalel, Ubekriyas HaMegillah, Ofer of Elazar Modi. Rabbi Elazar says, because Ligmar is Kula, you know, that's, you know, not a problem by Kriyashma, because that's already broken up into Prakim Prakim. I should have explained how the Haredim says it. They're separated in the Torah. So you see, it's not one inherent unit. Right? They're separated in the Torah. So we put them together when we daven, but that shows there's, having a break is not the biggest problem. But Halal and Megillah, that's one unit. That's one unit in Tanakh. And therefore, Reb Elazar would be moded there that a break day, Ligmar Eskula, would be a problem. Fine. Uba Em Sashom Abdi Ayura, getting back to the Mishnah, asking Miyira Tni, Hashoal Bishlom Rabbo, if somebody asks how their Rebbe is doing, Oba Misha, who God will be man of the Torah, Harishus Biyado. If you ask how your Rebbe is doing, you're allowed to do that. What is this saying? We're about to see in the Gemara, the Haredim points out that there were some Babylonians that held that a Talmud is not allowed to say hello to the Rebbe. It's not covered. Can't say hello. Your Rebbe asks you something, you could answer. But you can't say hello. And therefore, right, let's see what the Haredim says. La fuki mi b'nei Bavel, damar l'kaman, ta'katan lo hayashol b'shlom ha'gadol. Right? That's the chiddush of this brisa, that you can. Harishus biyado. And even though the Medrash says, Could an Eved ask Shalom from his master? Don't compare Eved and master and Talmud and Rebbe. Right? A Talmud and Rebbe is much warmer, and therefore one is allowed to. And the Gemara continues and says, not only is one allowed to, Hada Amra Sheha Adam Tsarich Lishol B'Mishu Gadol Menu B'Torah. Once you say it's allowed, it becomes obligatory. And if I don't do it, I don't ask my Rebbe how he's doing, so then that's terrible, and that's chutzpahdik. And therefore, again, it has to be done, right? The Gemara Bracha says, we can't, in the Bavli, that you can't say hello to your Rebbe, like you say hello to your friend. Shouldn't like, fist, whatever that thing is called, with the Rebbe. Fist bump? What is it called? Yeah. Fist bump? Right? Whatever it is, or like a shoulder, whatever. You know, that's the, one should ask to know. You have to ask it in a covetic way. But that's the line. Va'od min hadah. And also, we see from here the following, that it's appropriate to say hello to your Rebbe. D'tani, kara v'chazra bo neshama. Right, the pace is, Rahman al-Islam, we know there's a mitzvah of kriya, when we lose a relative. If somebody tore kriya, because they thought their relative died, and it ended up that the relative fainted. And he came back alive, but then he died again. Then he died again, and now he's really dead. Imalatar, if he died on the spot right after the kriya was done in a tzarech lekra, you were yotzei de kriya. You were yotzei de kriya. You weren't. You don't have to tear again. Imla'achar zman tzarech lekra. But if it was after a length of time, then you have to tear again. You weren't yotzei. V'kamu alatar. What is that time? Kidei dibur. Enough time to speak. V'kama yiku kidei dibur. Rav Simon b'shem Rav Yeshua ben Levi kidei she'el shalom ben adam achavero. Enough time to say hello to your friend. Abba bar bar chana b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, k'dei she'la shalom ben arav l'talmud, v'yomer lo shalom alecha, Rebbe, or ben talmud l'rav, depending on the girsa. So you see, yeah, we brought this halachic discussion all for that last line, so you see it's okay to say shalom alecha, Rebbe, or other girsas of shalom alecha, Rebbe Mori. Right, so this is 2 points. Number one, the whole idea of tol k'dei dibur is a huge topic. First of all, is it a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan? Right, this is discussed in the Rishonim in Nedarim on Daf Pei Zayin, where the Rishonim discuss why was it enacted? Some Rishonim say it's a din d'rabbanan because what happens if you're in the middle of a business deal and your Rebbe walks by? So, what you're going to do the business? You're going to ignore your Rebbe? It's terrible. So we say that toka de dibur, you know, you can say shalom alecha Rebbe Mori and go back to your business deal, and halachically you're okay. You're okay. You weren't like mafsik. So that's where it comes from. So some Rishonim say, right, if you look in the Ran in Nedarim, on Daf Pei Zayin, Takantahu Tetikin Rabbanon, Mishum Talmud Alokeach Me'akachu Faga Bo Rabo, Shiuchalitam Lo Shalom, V'Hishvu Medosim, and then it applies to everybody, even if you're not your Rebbe. So they made that as a rule. Other Rishonim say it can't be the Rabbanon, because it has Nafgaminas on a Daraisa level. The Tosfos there says, in Nedarim Daf Pei Zayin, some say, quotes, Pirush of Elazar, Loya Daiminayinla, what's the source for Toka de Dibur? What's the source in Shas? Upirish, Dimidrabanan, who? It's Didrabanan. Eastos of the Kasha, Togabi Dinim to Araisa, who could go and Gabi Minchas Chitim, Minasaorim, Shvuasa Eidus, Sarach Lomer David Araisa, I think it's a Didaraisa. Machlokas we shown him, whether it's a Dindrabanan or a Din to Araisa. But the amazing thing is, how would I have understood Toka de Dibur? I would have understood it to be Pashup Shad as Chus Chazara. Chus Chazara, we're all familiar with this by when we make a mistake in Shvan Esrei. We say, Akel HaKadosh, Amel HaKadosh. Right, Toka de Dibur, we could always be Chozer Bo. So the Pashup Shad of Toka de Dibur is that it's a Chus Chazara. You could go, gives you a time to go back. But that has nothing to do with this application. If the person dies within Toka de Dibur of my Kriya, I'm Yosei de Kriya, that's nothing to do with going back. What do you see from this application? And this is the clearest application in Shas. So now we know. Nedarim Pei Zayin, Brachos Yotes, right? By Kriya. What do you see from here? Toka de Dibur, maybe originally it was because of the Shalom Alecha Rebbe Mori, but we learn it's about halachic increments of time. How halacha looks at time. Do you look at time in terms of seconds, in terms of minutes, in terms of Toka de Dibur's, right? And that's why, as long as the Kriya was done within the same Toka de Dibur, that's the unit of time, you are Yotze. It wasn't before, it wasn't after, it was in the same increment of time. And that's what we see from this application of Toka de Dibur. Okay. Reb Yochanan, we start a story now that goes on to the next daf. It's a story, those learning who have done Bavli, it comes up in Yevamah Sadivav, the same story. Reb Yochanan, Havi Mestamech, Reb Yaakov Aridi, he was leaning on Reb Yaakov. We know from many other contexts, Reb Yochanan was a large man. And some say that he needed help walking. So, Reb Elazar, Chamilei, Reb Elazar, who was his Talmud, saw him, Umitram in Kadamo, and quickly like went to the side and hid from Reb Yochanan. Reb Yochanan noticed, though. Omar, he says to his helper, Reb Yaakov Baridi, Ho tarti milin hadin bavle aved bi. That student of mine, Reb Elazar, he did two bad things to me. Chada de lo shal bishlomi. Number one, he didn't say shalom aleichem to me. What did he run away for? The chada de lo amar shmuasa mishmi. And also, whenever he gives a shiur, he never quotes me. I taught him everything he knows, and he never quotes me. Omer lei, so Reb Yaakov Baridi spends the rest of the daf trying to appease him and say, well, don't get so upset at him. Number one, kachi nenagin gabeon. This was the minag in Bavel. Ze'ira lo shal b'shlami de rabba. The younger student wouldn't ask shalom from their rebbe. De'in and mekaimim, they fulfilled the pasuk in Eov, ra'uni na'arim v'nechbo. Right, the young people will steal me and they would hide. Right, that's where Eov, in one of the later prakim, where Eov is thinking about what used to be. Oh, I remember the good old days. I remember when people used to give me coven and people used to come to me for advice and I wasn't, in the state that I am now. So that's what that pasuk is referring to. Reuni na'arim, I remember those days. So that's number one. So you should know that he didn't give you shalom aleichem because that's what they do in Bavel. So mima halchin, while they're still walking, chami lichad beis medrash, they pass the beis medrash, amar lei, and Rabbi Yaakov Baridi says to him, ha ha ha'ever Remeir Yosef Adarash. This is right here is where Remeir gave shir. V'yamar shmuasim in shmeid Rabbi Shmuel. And he said, shiurim quoting Rabbi Shmuel. V'lo amar shmuasim in shmeid Rabbi Akiva. And he never quoted Rabbi Akiva. Never quoted Rabbi Akiva. Interesting, Rabbi Akiva spoke with a hey at the end of it. Notice. Amar lei, call Alma Yadin to Rabbi Meir, Tamid to Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Yochanan answers, yeah, well, everybody knows that Rabbi Meir is the Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. And therefore, even without saying Rabbi Akiva, they know everything he says comes from him. Amar lo, Rabbi Yaakov Edi says, ah, gotcha. Amar lo, Kulay Alma Yadin to Rabbi Elazar, Tamid to Rabbi Yochanan. Everyone knows he's your student. So everything he says is from you. So recognize. Good, as he continues. Now he asks him, Ma'o me'avar kumi adurit silma. Are you allowed to walk past an idol? If you walk past an idol, right? Because you might look at it and bow to it. Amar Rabbi Yochanan says, "Mas pag leikar." Are you really showing it honor? Aver kumi, go right past it. V'sam yenei and blind its eye. That's a figurative way of saying ignore it. Walk right by the idol and ignore it, and that'll be a big bizayin. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, yos avad ah. So you would have wanted him to walk right by you, not say hello, because in Bavel they don't say hello, and you wanted him to do that? Yosav, would that be doing good to lo aver kumach? Oh, I'm sorry, Yosav, it was good then, to lo aver kumach, that he didn't want to walk in front of you. So he appeased Rabbi Yochanan. Amar lo, Yaakov bar idi yodea atlefais. You know how to be mefais. I appreciate all of your appeasement. You've made me feel good. The Gemara is about to go into, and why was he so upset that he didn't quote B'Shem Amra? What, he was such a, he needed his name mentioned? So that, B'Shem Hashem, we'll start with next time, B'Shem Hashem, with Reb Yochanan. Okay, we will stop here. Oh, today's shiur again was sponsored by the Elman family. Lila Nishmas, Reb Yudah, Rabbi Chiel, Michal Fegelman. Bunya Bas, Reb Chaim, Asher Fegelman, Reb Gershon Lipa, Leib Israel Rubin, Basha Bas, Reb Yemen Rubin, Aleim HaShalom. We thank them for the sponsorship.